And here is Lynette again to introduce our second set of news stories.
There was quite a range of crime-related stories in the evening news this week. Police in Norwich are concerned about the number of cases of boy racers disturbing the public. People parking at the shops on Earlham Road are livid because they've been fined for leaving their children in vehicles. There is also anger about the absence of convictions for rape and sex assaults on Norwich University campuses, and a TV naturalist has blasted the sentence given to a part-time gamekeeper over the death of five goshawks. Thieves have stolen more than £30,000 of stock from a Norwich toy shop. Police are putting out warnings about sheep worrying after incidents at Caister St Edmund near Norwich. Given the number of crimes, it's not perhaps surprising that Norfolk Police are looking for ways to free up more time to investigate these, but they are being criticised over their plans to stop responding to mental health calls. Here is Phil to start our crime reports.
New statistics have revealed police are called out to 200 incidents of antisocial driving in Norwich each year, with a figure on the rise. It comes as the City Council takes on boy racers in a battle which has seen councillors plot a widespread ban and drivers thunder through the fine city in a show of defiance. The nuisance drivers have caused chaos across the city, with hotspots including Britannia Road on Mousehold Heath, Sprowston Retail Park and the St Saviour's Lane car park just off Magdalen Street, with concerned city folk calling for urgent action. With City Hall officials set to approve a public space protection order for the entire city on July the 12th, giving police extraordinary powers, new figures revealed police were called to almost 250 incidents involving boy races last year. Antisocial driving is rising rapidly year on year in Norwich, with the number of call-outs increasing by almost 100 since 2019, when 160 emergency calls were made about nuisance drivers.
A group of grandparents are fighting back against fines issued by a private parking company. Parking operator National Parking Enforcement, NPE, are penalising parents who park outside the shops at Earlham House in the parent and child parking spaces, but leave their kids, aged 12 or under, in their vehicle. Pete Wilkes, who lives in the Golden Triangle, received a £60 fine from NPE when he and his partner parked up for 8 minutes in February 2022 using the parent and child bay next to Earlham House post office. His partner stayed in the car with their sleeping grandchild, so Mr. Wilkes was astonished to receive a charge notice for breaking the condition imposed by NPE for getting out of the vehicle unaccompanied by his grandchild. He said, "It's the parents and carers who are responsible for deciding what is in the child's best interest and not a parking company. I asked NPE to let a judge decide the matter and haven't heard anything more." Sandy George, who lives near Earlham House, has also challenged legal action against her and is waiting to hear whether NPE will pursue their threat after not removing her grandchildren from her car when parked in a parent and child bay in April 2022. Denise Carlo, a former Nelson Ward councillor, has pasted a yellow notice next to the parking bay, drawing people's attention to the issue.
More than 30 rapes and serious sexual offences have been reported on Norwich University campuses, but not one has led to a single successful prosecution, new figures have shown. The data from Norfolk Police shows dozens of students, staff and others who made allegations of sex attacks have seen the investigations end without anyone being charged. In total, there were 29 allegations reported at the University of East Anglia between 2018 and 2022, including 19 rapes, one involving an underage victim, and 10 serious sexual assaults, all but one on women. Experts say the true figures are likely to be significantly higher, as this excludes offences which have allegedly taken place in private university accommodation. However, none of the UEA reports led to anyone being convicted, while just three remain under investigation, the figures released after a Freedom of Information request show. It comes as campaigners said it was a horrifying bear. Sorry. It comes as campaigners said it was horrifying. There had been 320 reports of rape and 370 allegations of sexual assaults on university premises across the UK. Jemima Olchulski, chief executive of women's rights charity The Fawcett Society, said the reported number of sexual assaults and rapes found to have taken place on university premises is horrifying. Yet it's safe to assume these numbers are just the tip of the iceberg. It should go without saying that women and girls must expect to be safe wherever they are. But there is an awful lot more to be done before expectation meets reality.
Naturalist Chris Packham has branded Norwich magistrates a disgrace over the sentence handed to a part-time gamekeeper over five dead goshawks he claimed to have found in a car park. The TV presenter, an outspoken critic of hunting and field sports, blasted the 12-week suspended sentence handed to Frances Addison. "When will magistrates wake up to wildlife crime?" said the Autumn and Springwatch presenter in a series of tweets. He added, "A disgrace from Norwich magistrates." Mr. Packham said if five John Constable paintings had been destroyed, the court would have thrown away the key. Addison, 72, from South Park in Weeting, said he discovered the dead birds dumped in a car park at King's Forest between Bury St Edmunds and Thetford. Norfolk Magistrates Court heard he told investigators he'd taken them home intending to call the British Trust for Ornithology, but dumped them back there days later after he panicked that he might be prosecuted. He pleaded guilty to 19 offences, including 8 charges contrary to the Wildlife and Countryside Act and 10 firearms-related offences. As well as being sentenced to 12 weeks imprisonment, suspended for a year, Addison was ordered to pay £1,080 compensation, £105 costs and £154 victim surcharge. Norfolk had the highest number of confirmed raptor persecutions. Norfolk had the highest number of confirmed raptor persecution incidents of any county in 2021. It remains unknown who shot the goshawks, despite extensive rewards on offer for RSPB.
The owners of a family-run toy business have had sleepless nights after thieves broke into their shop and stole more than £30,000 worth of stock. It is believed that intruders entered In-Demand Toys, located in Murrayfield Way, Helsdon, by cutting the fire door in half. They made off with stock of specialised action figures and collectible toys. The shop is co-owned by brothers Nick Wells, 47, and Matt Wells, 49, who have been trading for 20 years. Nick said the most lucrative item stolen was a £500 Transformers premium figure by a company called 3-0. He added, "Our customer base has been incredible with hundreds of messages of support. Lots of our competitors have reached out too to offer assistance in being vigilant." A police spokesman said, "Police have received a report of a burglary at a business premises on Murrayfield Road, Norwich. The incident occurred between 9:30 p.m. on Sunday the 25th of June and 3:40 a.m. on Monday 26th of June, where a group of unknown men broke into the store and stole goods valued between £30,000 and £35,000. Anyone with any information can contact Sergeant Jonathan Church at Hurricane Way Police Station on 101, quoting crime references 36/45643/23, or contact Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
A warning has been put out amid incidents of sheep worrying in Norfolk. Police have reminded dog owners to keep their animals away from livestock in the countryside. It comes after a report of sheep worrying at a heritage centre in Caister St Edmund near Norwich. A man threw a ball for a spaniel, which was off the lead, into a field of sheep. No sheep were attacked, but this type of behaviour can cause lambs to stop feeding, putting their lives at risk. PC Christopher Holmes of the Rural Crime Units said there'd been a number of anecdotal reports of livestock worrying. Sheep are very fragile animals, and the emotional impact of having what to them is a predator among the flock cannot be underestimated, he said. The stress of another animal or even people among them can be enough to cause offspring not to suckle. Dogs off the lead may go everywhere, putting the sheep in fear for their lives. This is distressing for the animals and also for the landowner, who may be forced to move their animals elsewhere. In order to avoid the situation, dogs must be kept on leads at all times whenever you are near livestock.
Vulnerable people in crisis may fall through the cracks if police go ahead with plans to stop responding to mental health calls, a watchdog has warned. Later this year, Norfolk Constabulary is planning to phase in a scheme called Right Care, Right Person, which will see it only respond to mental health calls if a crime has been committed or a life is at risk. The controversial approach is currently used by police in Humberside and is being adopted by the Met Police in London. But Health Watch Norfolk, an organisation which represents patients in the county, has warned the plan could backfire and put vulnerable people at risk. Alex Stewart, its chief executive, has written an open letter highlighting his concerns about the plans. The stark reality is that people in crisis will fall through the cracks. Mr. Stewart's letter was sent to Tracy Bleakley, chief executive of NHS Norfolk and Waveney, and Giles Orpen-Smelly, Norfolk's police and crime commissioner. Ms. Bleakley said, "The aim of Right Care, Right Person is to not stop police from continuing to perform their key role of keeping police safe. Where there's a real and immediate risk to life or serious harm, whether that be a person seeking to harm themselves or others, officers will respond swiftly as they currently do."